Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us, being part of the, like I always say, being part of the solution. That's what I want. I want you part of the solution. So I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room. And, you know, I get through this whole thing. You guys already know the speech. Head over to the website. You get all the information you want. Dr. Bridget Melson is going to join us after the break. We lovingly refer to her as Dr. B. She's starting her own new podcast. She's actually already kind of got it going on, but we're gonna really help promote her because America needs the help. All right? I mean, it's really that simple. Diagnosing America is the name of her show, and you know, we'll give you more about it as time goes on. But she really out there looking to help people, right? You know, my question has always been: this derangement, this hate that you see behind the eyes of some of these people, is concerning, for lack of a better term. It's almost like that they get possessed, and They're just, nothing is going to get in the way, right? If their mindset is they need to cause pain and sorrow and whatever, they're going to do it. They don't really care what it takes or who it hurts or how it hurts, whoever. And I feel bad. I'm not doing anything to it, but I feel bad about it. And you know what's really funny is when they blame people like me, they say, you know, the reason that all this violence is going on, the reason all this is happening is because people like me keep perpetuating it. But, you know, that's not true. It's just like the racism thing. You've seen it. You know, some of you are hilarious. Everything a celebrity says is gospel truth for you. Except when it doesn't go with your narrative. There have been plenty of black men that have come out and said the reason racism is so rampant is because you keep talking about it. Right? We've had a few of them come out and say, look, why do you call me a black man? Why aren't I just a man? How do you take race out of it? He's just a man. I'm just a man. I decide what to make of myself. I'm just a man who happens to be white, who happens to come from, and they call me white, happens to come from Italian descent. Right? Grew up in the, those are just things, and that's what they're saying. The minute you throw black, Asian, whatever into the mix, you change the whole dynamic of the conversation. You don't have to do it. Because you've been so browbeat for such a long period of time as to all these, oh yeah, microaggressions. God, don't get me started on those. But seriously, think about it. You have to watch what you say to people. It's infuriating. And it's not infuriating because I don't believe you can hurt people's feelings or anything along those lines. It's infuriating because of the asinine things that are microaggressions that they call out as such. You know, look. Microaggressions. Hey, where are you from? You know what? My aunt's from Italy. She still speaks English terribly. Been here 107 years. Right? She'll tell you the same thing. But she's not offended when somebody says, where are you from? But those who are small-minded, they see a microaggression. When somebody says, where are you from? You're saying, in their little mind, you're not American. You must be a foreigner. No. You don't sound like this was your original country. Look, if you have a heavy Hispanic accent, heavy Italian accent, French accent, I mean, chances are really good that you didn't grow up here. Is that a negative or positive? Neither. Matter of fact, I myself would consider it a positive. Because people who really want to be here, who are, you know, educated, who love this country, come here from another country, they add to the mix in a very positive way. If I'm asking you where you're from, see, this is how they squelch it down, right? Let's say I denote a Greek accent, okay? We always use the Hispanic and all that. But let's say I hear a Greek accent, and I go, you know what? Where are you from? Not like, where are you from? Where are you from? You shouldn't be afraid to say. You should be proud. Hey, I was born in Greece. I came to the country when I was 9, 10, 12, 15, whatever. And, you know, because we couldn't wait to get to America. I mean, that's not positive conversation. When did that not become positive conversation? Cool, I've never been to Greece. What's it like? Was it a culture shock when you first came here? Do you see all the wonderful conversation that can come out of that? But the left would have to believe that it's an attack on somebody. How is that an attack on somebody? When I get tired, I start dropping my R's. And, you know, if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you know what I'm from Boston originally. So I had that heavy Boston accent that I had to get rid of. And when I say I had to get rid of it, because it just was bad here. It wasn't the norm. And people would always say, where are you from? I didn't hide in the corner. I wasn't offended. Matter of fact, I don't get it. Some people thought it was a really cool accent. Okay, good for you. Right? You're so articulate. Well, it depends. If they're being a snot about it, then maybe that is a slight. Not a microaggression, though. Asking an Asian, you know what? I love some of the stuff that they put out there. Asking an Asian person to help you with math or a science problem. I don't go looking for an Asian person. I go looking for the smartest person in the science or math class. If they're Asian, great. If they're Hispanic, great. If they're Italian, even better. All right, we'll be back in a minute. I'm going to calm down. Dr. B will be with us shortly. Joe Bacini, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless them.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
So, Senior your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Got to get involved, got to get engaged, got to be part of, you know, I mean, seriously. If you see the dimension that's going on the left, you really have to have a clue as to what's going on. But you know what? One of my favorite guests, I mean, seriously, and I don't just say this. I mean, I always love when she's on with us because, you know, we get answers to questions that we're all sitting there going, how can they do that? Dr. B joins us. Dr. Bridget Melson joins us, and as she does every week, and always appreciate her time with us. And Dr. B, how you doing?
A little humid there? A little bit. Yes, we're going to get some fantastic storms tonight, but yes, doing great.
See, now here in California, we'd love to have a little rain, but you're going to have massive rain, though, aren't you?
We are. Thunderstorms, hail, all the good stuff. Yes.
Cool. No, right out of the Bible. Yeah.
That's right.
In Texas, you're missing his locusts, places. I guess, or something.
We have. I'm sure we have those. Plenty of bugs. We don't need any more bugs, Joe. No, don't wish locusts on us, please.
So the governor here in California.
Yes.
I was just reading this a minute ago. I thought we were done with this happy stuff, but so they're bringing back these racial microaggression terms, and you know they want ethnic studies taught and what have you. And I don't know if you heard the first segment at all, but I was talking about things, what they consider a microaggression. Where are you from? Right? And I'm thinking to myself, my parents are from Italy. My aunts and uncles are from Italy. They actually appreciate when somebody asks them that question, because they get to talk about how they grew up in the whole nine yards. Now, the left says, what you're saying when you say that is, well, you're not American. You must be a foreigner. I never thought that. Have you?
Not at all. No, I fully believe these politicians are putting things in the media, are putting ideas into our minds and redefining everything, right? They redefined marriage. They redefined gender. Now they're redefining how we feel and act and all kinds of terms. I don't know why they keep this up. You know, they keep you under, you know, look over here, stare into my eyes, listen to me.
Are they not, look at, if you say, I'm not a racist, first of all, you shouldn't even have to answer to these kind of questions. I'm not a racist, I have several black friends, you know, and they say, well, that's, you're denying your racism. What, why?
I don't know. You really, everybody's pretty stuck on, you get stuck on it. I mean, I can't even talk.
No.
I don't know what to say because it's going to be racist or it's going to be offensive.
These are microaggressions that have been pushed out by the governor. Listen, how about this one? Asking a black person, why do you have to be so loud and animated? Just calm down, right? Now, here's the deal. I have never heard anybody say it to a black person, but it's an Italian guy. When we're together, I hear that all the time. Why are you guys so loud? Why are you so animated? Should I take that as a racial microaggression, maybe?
Do you mind it? I think it's hilarious.
No, I think it's hilarious. This is who we are.
I've got the majority of me is Irish, and and I can get a temper, and
pretty loud and pretty quick.
And it doesn't. I think it's. I love it. I love it when they want to say, you know, it's the Irish in you or the German or whatever. It's great. It's true. I don't understand why they keep.
But is this not a way? They're kind of sowing fear in you. And a very subliminal mess. Like, here's one. I believe the most qualified person should get the job. They say what you're actually saying at that point is that a person of color is given extra and unfair benefits because of their race, but they're really lazy and incompetent, but you can't just come out and say it. No, I just believe the most qualified person should get the job. Think about what they're doing to you, though, mentally.
They are. And you know, I have friends that are business owners, right, for instance, and they are fearful, and I'm not going to mention who they are, but they are fearful of saying no, right, to certain races, certain genders, and just because they're not as qualified, and in fear of, you know, repercussion and getting sued. So you're right that they are instilling fear. Absolutely. And then you've got what I call herd mentality, and that is a psychological term. It's basically a mob mentality and pack mentality. You know, they also call it a gang mentality, and it describes how people are influenced by their peers. And not only by our peers, but we are seeing that we are influenced by everybody, government, and we are all getting together in this kind of herd mentality. Not me, not you, not all of us, but several people. And they just go with the flow. And it's very dangerous right now because you're going with the wrong flow. And it's very clear in scripture that we are to go against the flow, that we are not of this world. And that's what I'm calling people out. Go against that flow. We cannot walk around. We're turning into these mindless, progressive zombies, void of morality.
Fear.
It is fear.
It's fear-driven, is it not?
That's how they hook you. Yes, they absolutely hook you because people, it's the whole FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. Truly, that is a psychological term, even though I hate it. It's a millennial term, but there's a lot of truth to it. Fear of missing out. They use it as a good job. You don't want to have FOMO. Go do it. But it's a real thing. It really is. And people need to watch out because the price you're going to pay for following along, it could be your life. It could be prison time. It could be so much. It could be your soul. You know, I look at what's happening in Portland right now and what happened to that Patriot.
Yeah.
Just see what happened there and that they're still praising it and they're still high-fiving that good. And now the audio is coming out saying, yay, we got one cornered.
Yep.
And people just join in that. And if there's anybody who thinks that's okay, and I wrote it on my Facebook today, you have now even gone past sociopathology. You have gone to psychopaths. The psychopaths just act and they plan, and it is a mentality that we're beginning to see. We are jumping to being psychopaths. That's what we are breeding. It's not even sociopathological. Sociopaths can be talked out of it. They can get help. I don't think these people, I really don't. I don't think cheering on the death of a person, that's a psychopath.
Sick.
That is
sick.
It is sick.
My professional opinion is that it's demonic. That's my analysis.
Well, it is. It's not good. And if it's not good, it's evil. There's no middle. There really is no gray area. People say, I'm somewhere in the middle. No, you're not. Moderates. Politically, no respect. Get on one side or the other. There really isn't right now two different. There really aren't more than two different sides. If you want to be an independent libertarian, I understand that. But these moderates, you know, I'll take some morality, I'll throw some out. I'll take some rules, I'll throw some out. To me, that's psychologically a sociopath.
I
said it.
But I'm looking at all these microaggressions of people and thinking to myself, it encompasses so much in such a general way, it scares the crud out of anybody saying anything to anyone. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has said that he has spoken to Nancy Pelosi, but the Democratic leader refuses to budge and continues to ask for a blank check on coronavirus relief funds.
I had a conversation with Speaker Pelosi, and even on her $2.2 trillion counteroffer, she can't tell the American people nor me what is in that. I can tell you what is in the offer that the president has made. Enhanced unemployment at levels she would agree with. Enhanced help for small businesses at levels she would agree with. And help for schools at levels she would agree with.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Meadows also pointed out that Pelosi and he have had numerous conversations where Pelosi will not even agree to the things the Republicans and Democrats have common ground and would rather the American people have nothing. This is USA Radio News. This is USA.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The truth. How lucky can one guy be?
Yeah,
I kissed her and she kissed me.
This is the Real Side on GCN. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you. Look, get on board. Take a listen. Right? Get your facts straight. Don't just start spewing stuff. Every time you guys start spewing stuff, one of us is having to clean up a mess. So don't just take what Twitter says or whatever. Make sure you got real information. You really know what you're talking about. So we don't sound like them. It's really that simple for me. Dr. Bridget Melson joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with us and, you know, speaking to the issues of the day from more of a mental health viewpoint or looking at it from a mental health scenario. And Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me, as always.
I enjoy having you on because, you know, then it's not me telling people what's wrong with their brains. Somebody else.
Thanks. And then I get all the hate mail and the messages. No.
Oh, no, no, no. You don't get it all. Let me tell you. I'll save you some of mine. We'll see how you
Please
like that.
Please do. No, people are pretty supportive, and I'm starting to get quite the following, ask this or do this or what about this? And I started a campaign for parents, and I would love parents
Tell me about
to.
It.
Yes, no, it's on my let me think. It's on my Facebook page, and it's also at Diagnosing America with Dr. B on Facebook. Don't have it on my website yet. Anyway, so it is. I'm encouraging parents to write me. And I have an absolute full inbox right now, and I want you to. And I need you to send me your name. I need you to send your kids' ages, no names of kids, the school district that you have children in. These are only for kids that go to school. A cell number if you can, and then why we need to open schools. So I need to hear from parents why they personally would benefit from schools opening. Whether it's a job, whether there is an IEP or special needs that your kids need, whether it's hot lunches, all of those things, and then how it affects you as a family. And if you guys can send that to Dr. B at drbradio.com, I would really appreciate it. I'm getting a ton of them. And I think I mentioned it last time that I've been asked to be an expert witness for the lawsuit against Gavin Newsom, and it's been filed, and it is now in the media. It's out there in social media land. It's awesome. The Supreme Court is right on top of him, telling him to form a plan and get back. And so far, he is decided no. So we're going to keep pushing forward. There are a bunch of school districts on board and a lot of private Christian schools that are opening anyway, and I love it. And I wrote, along with a few other experts that are awesome, Shanae is another one, and two of us, a psychologist, wrote down how damaging this is for kids, specifically low-income families, kids with special needs or with IEPs and 504 plans. And if you don't know what those are just where you get together with a teacher and the counselor or a principal or school psychologist, and you put together a plan that would best help children, as you know, succeed in school. You know, they give them testing and show how they learn and find out how they learn in different ways, or maybe they have ADHD and they can come up with a behavior plan. Kids are not getting that. And parents are not able to stay home anymore. They're done. The emails I'm getting is my poor children. They're in elementary school. I just got an email. My kids are all in elementary school. I have three of them. I can't stay home. My husband can't stay home. He travels. We have to go to work. And we can't hire a teacher because that's $45,000 to have a personal teacher come over. So people are mad. They are very upset with the COVID rates of kids who get affected and pass it being less than 0.01%. This or 0.1%, excuse me. This is ridiculous. And we've all had enough of it. And of all the bullying we get, all the Facebook messages, all of the junk, excuse me, that we get, and now we're finding out the truth that it is less than 1% of our children that are deeply affected in a bad way from COVID or that they pass it along. Their little bodies just eat it up and spit it out, and it's not an issue. And if teachers are concerned, they don't have to go to work.
Yes,
wear masks.
Yep.
I'm fine with that. Social distance. Do these every other day, school days. There are things you can do. So all of that was written in a large court document, a declaration to Governor Gavin Newsom.
He can care less. Nuisance. You mean Governor Nuisance? Yeah.
That's what I call
He can care less. So, but all right, so when you say it's Dr. B at drbradio.com, are we spelling out the word doctor or is it DR?
Nope, DRB. So DRB at drbradio.com.
That's going
to be the new website, Dr. B Radio.
There you go. All right.
Yeah.
But you and I talk on a regular basis. I just went through this with a high school principal, and we constantly talk about coping skills and that our kids lack coping skills. And what I see happening when it comes to mental health and students, it's the same thing with education. You know, California did away with the exit exam for high school. And as kids were not passing tests, as kids weren't graduating with enough knowledge, instead of kind of working it so they would get more knowledge, we made it easier for them to get out of school with the little knowledge they had. Aren't we kind of doing the same thing? If we allow these I'm stuck on microaggressions for the moment. If we allow these things to become a reality, aren't we dumbing down their coping skills? Aren't we making it even harder for them?
Well, yes. It's causing a lot of issues. It's causing a lot of trauma. It's definitely going to have an impact. You know, I talk about this all the time. We're going to see mental health impacts on our families and our children for not even just months to come, but years to come. This is going to affect how they see a family. This is going to affect how they see everyday life. There is a pattern. There is kind of a routine that families need to be in. And I understand that it won't affect all families. And I love that people are homeschooling and able to do that. I don't want to diss them in any way. But there are millions upon millions of families and children that are going to be affected psychologically. And coping-wise, absolutely. They are not learning again. They're already on their phones. We've talked about this, and their devices too much. And now you've completely taken away most of their social interaction and their ability to be socially or socially interact with adults and teachers and even their parents. Parents have to go back to work, as I mentioned. So here they are raising a bunch of kids in basements on the computer at their own leisure, and there's no way they're going to get the education that they get face-to-face. There's no way. And you've got glitches going on. Zoom goes down. Teams goes down. I mean, all of these things. Our society is not quite ready for this. I don't think we'll ever be ready for completely having everything online. I mean, we've got doctors online. Well, I was going to say dentists. That would be kind of difficult. But we have so many things online. And that is going to really breed a new kind of human being here. So,
listen, I'm thinking, if you think about everything that we've been pulled away from, if you would, you know, you can't worship together, you can't be together, you can't, you know, there's no touching because you're so far apart. Now you have these kids at school, or not at school, I should say, they're not allowed to interact. I mean, you're kind of doing two things. You're taking away interpersonal skills, you're taking away that human touch, and again, if you want to jump back into coping skills, I mean, this is not helping in the least. Is it?
It is not. It is not. And kids are going to be left to worry. They're going to feel guilt, right? They're going to, because their parents have to go back. Kids aren't stupid. Parents have to go back to work. So if their parents are staying home, well, that's going to affect them financially. And kids will take that on. They will feel guilty, right? Like it's their fault. They will go inward. They will feel fearful. There's just so much like, why can't we go outside? We can't go outside. What's wrong with outside? You know, we can't touch this. We can't touch that. We have to wear a mask. This, especially in their most formidable years, which is any time to me. Between
and you're filling them with fear. You're pushing fear on them, aren't you?
Yes. The government needs to understand this. Our local politicians, our mayors, our governors need to understand that. And that is why we put together this declaration. And I hope we can do it in more states, in more school districts, because this is serious. That wasn't just me helping out, mental health wise for a declaration. I was writing that and researching articles after article, seeing the mental health impact on our children. And what do children become? Adults. Adults in society, and you don't want a lot of these kids, what they're going to turn into and the kind of adults that they're going to be, not all of them, but many of them, if you've got external issues and extenuating circumstances in these families, and school was their place of rest and their place of retreat and home, it's going to be really ugly coming up.
I want you to start thinking, so when we come back, some basic, maybe, coping skill maneuvers. I don't want to call them practices that people can do at home right now. Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more with Dr. B after the break.
Attention, radio listeners. Have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
We are back. This is your Real Talk on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged. It's really that simple. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me. But I want it to be productive, too, not just to have fun. I don't entertain. I don't sing. I don't dance. You know, that's not really what I'm looking to do here. I'm looking to make sure that you have a clue. That's really what I care about. Dr. B joins me, Dr. Bridget Melson, as she does every week. We try to help you work with your mental health, your kids' mental health. And right now, I know some of you are at each other's throats. Stop for a minute. Listen. We'll help get you off the ceiling. Dr. B, thanks for being with me.
Is everybody on the ceiling now?
Well, yeah. What do you think about domestic violence? You're saying domestic violence is down. No, it's not. Everybody, you're right there. Everybody's afraid to call, right?
Yes.
I mean, seriously.
It's not. You know, it's interesting you say that about domestic violence, just to get back into families and kids. One of the studies that I read, the papers I read when I was doing my declaration, and this was beginning of August is when they ended the study, and they're showing that CPS reports, child abuse reports, are down 27%. You know, you first like, oh, good. Well, no, that's because of reporters, right? The teachers, administrators, pastors that are not around anymore. The 911 calls for domestic violence are still up, but the reports are down on child abuse. So another reason to get kids in school so they can cope.
All right. So let's talk about the coping skills, though. I asked you during the break, give you a whole 4 minutes to think about it. But, I mean, there are parents at home, and I'm worried. I'm more worried about the kids than the adults because, you know, at 40, 45, 50 years old, if you haven't figured out life yet, then you need to call Dr. B. I don't know what to tell you. But, you know, we talk on a regular basis about coping skills for young kids, and I still talk to parents who don't want little Johnny to go through it, don't want little Sally to go through it. I'm going, okay, so how are they going to learn?
That's a great question, Joe. They need to be in school. So I have two things. One thing for the parents to do, and then some things for the kids, for the parents to understand about their kids. This is plain and simple what you're going to see. So you can turn this off, but I wouldn't. I would listen and write this down. With all of this, these issues and this inability to cope that you are going to see, you've got to understand it's not just them staying home. It's not like it's summer break, an extended summer spring break. On top of it, we've got these issues about race, discrimination, police brutality, things that they're hearing. And depending how much news you have on, which you should not have it on in front of your kids, unless they're teenagers and tweens and you can sit down and explain it and talk about social justice. But for kids at elementary school children, it should not be on. Not the radio, not, you need to keep it away from them as much as possible and as they ask, or you can even check in. But what you're going to see is anxiety and depression. I am seeing it. I'm seeing it in elementary school and middle schoolers right now the most, because high schoolers, you can kind of talk it out. But I'm seeing it. And this is going to start manifesting. Write this down, parents. You're going to see this. You cannot get mad at your children. You're going to start seeing aggression. You're going to see more irritability. You're going to see avoidance. And you're going to see shutting down at home. They're going to shut down. You've got to be aware of it, because I know, too, I want to be sensitive to parents, that you're going to feel all of that as well. So all I can say is prepare to reach out to one of the school counselors, call them and make them have telehealth sessions. If they've got school counselors and you're paying taxes, you need to demand these things. Write them. Also, you might just need an outside mental health care person or a family person to talk to, or a mentor or a pastor. Feel free to reach out. The other things you're going to start seeing, and you will start seeing it because I am seeing it, not only in my own family, these poor kids, and we're trying to get them out and about as much as possible, but in neighbors and friends, clingy kids. They're going to start feeling clingy, fearful for sure, as you talked about, Joe, earlier. Complaints of headaches, physical symptoms, sleeping and eating habits may change. This is going to happen. It's going to manifest itself because it's going to manifest itself into all of this. They're going to lose interest, of course, in activities that they used to enjoy because they can't go enjoy it anymore. So you have to make sure we plug in those activities. We've got to live in make-believe land, I guess, until kids get back in school. So I need parents to really pay attention to all those things. The next thing I need parents to do is to definitely write your school officials and your school board and your PTA and your PTFs and all of that and tell them how it is affecting you. And definitely write me at Dr. B, DRB, at drbradio.com and tell me how it's affecting you. Because I'm going to get that to lawyers that are going to get that to the Supreme Court. I guarantee it. I don't just talk. I actually do. So those are the things. I hope that helps. But those are the things you're going to see. I wish I could say there's a magic pill and everybody's going to be okay. But this is that fearful. And I understand, too, that COVID-19 is still a very real thing to a lot of people. It has killed some people. It does affect people that are more susceptible. I don't want to be, again, I don't want to just pass that on and pass over that like it's not a real thing. It is. There are special needs with families, and there are kids that need to stay home if they live with a grandparent that's more susceptible. I understand. But we can't be driven by this fear. We cannot do it. So, yes, there's going to be the exception to the rule with some of these families. But we can't live in fear. The rest of you that have great immune systems and you have kiddos, get out and let's start getting back into society. Get out and get busy. We have to jump back in. We have to demand it. You've got to start writing your senators and your congressmen and women and your governors and your mayors and especially the school board. Sorry, Joe, I know you're on the school board. You've got to write them. They need to hear what's going on, or they're just going to assume that you're just fine and you're just going to go along with the flow. And people are not going to do that.
I'm with you. And the funny thing about it, I know I make people other trustees crazy when I say, look, here's the deal. Make your school board nuts. Send them email. Don't get crazy and don't get, you know, all emotional in the email. Just simply lay out what you're against. And maybe you found a solution, or you know of a solution that the school district is doing. Lay it all out in the email. You know, otherwise, you know, we don't hear from you. We figure everything's perfect. No problem.
Absolutely. Right?
Open your mouth.
You have to. And I just got a question sent to me that how do we convince people that are so fearful of COVID that they've just become hermits? You know, we can order food, right? We can order anything we want on Amazon. It's there by 8 o'clock at night. You know, we can work from home. This is a psychological response. So to that, I say you've got to get out. And if you can't, then you've got the social phobia. You've got agoraphobia. That's what it will turn into. That's very dangerous because that is a very difficult phobia to get out of. And you will need to seek mental health help. You need to reach out and touch someone.
Yeah, well, the scary thing about it, we're, you know, back to what you and I talk about on a regular basis, which is fear. People are afraid. It's kind of like, you know, I've been running around, I won't say normally because I can't with the things going on around me, but for all intents and purposes, I do have some meetings I need to go to, as you alluded to, because of the school board and some other things. And you sit there and you say to yourself, look, people, what's my choices? Do I roll myself up in a ball and hope to God it doesn't somehow creep under the door? And now we're finding out that the CDC, well, maybe it, you know, the numbers are a tad high because the tests were set too sensitively. You know, you think to yourself, so we can't trust them. That's really what it boils down to.
Well, in all the numbers that are thrown out all the time, you really need to go with your gut and go with your instincts. And if that's proving difficult and you're turning to other ways that are not healthy to cope, because we all need to cope. So we've got to get outside. You can still do that. COVID's not going to be a wind that's going to come and hit you in the face if you go out on your own back in your own backyard. But the fear I get, it is real. But there's this phrase in the song that is called "Fear is a Liar," and it really is. It's lying to you, just like a lot of people are lying to you. Yes, COVID is real, but it is not the end of the world virus that's going to make us all zombies. It's not going to happen. So if you have issues already health-wise and you need to stay home, great. But most of us do not. It's the same with the flu. It's the same with anything else. Protect yourself. Wear a mask. But get out. And the fear, you just have to pray it away. And if you can't, and I understand some people cannot, then you just need to get out and talk to someone. Grab a pastor. Grab a friend. Grab a neighbor. Go talk. And you'll see that you're not alone. You're not alone. I get the fear, but let's not let fear overtake us.
So, okay. You know, I've always had a thing with the fear thing. I know you don't have enough time to answer this, so I'm not going to ask the question, but it makes me crazy that people won't do something that's 99.9% safe out of fear and somewhat irrational fear. But we'll save that for next time. Or you can answer people online. I know you're having an online thing going on. Anyway, tell people where to find you, quick.
Yes, so drbradio.com, and then you can find me at Diagnosing America with Dr. B on Facebook.
I like the Dr. B. Dr. B. Reed. I think that's really cool. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. It's all me the next hour, people, and I am going to browbeat you into believing what I believe, or else I'm going to join BLM. How do you like that? Anyway, we'll be back in a few minutes.